from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 9 minutes here. Broadus is going to join us. He just got a hold of the tape from yesterday. And he's going to watch that, and he'll be joining us a little bit later on in the show. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, we had an interesting development go down. Of course, this is in Florida, and Jeff Darlington of ESPN had the most Florida man moment as we tee off some restroom revelations. 877-881-1053, the most jarring thing you've ever maybe seen in your toilet outside of your own flatulence. Poop.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd see the flatulence, but...
It can be substantive.
I mean, that could be like
you know,
a...
Be a shark
situation, I guess. Like that kind of
sounds like you made it right where you needed to be.
This is a rough one though. Like the snake has been one that I've always had a fear of.
Yes,
I have never ever wanted to look into the toilet seat, and now there is a snake. But this is one that I didn't know was a possibility, and I sent this over to Carter. If we can get this on the fan cam on the Twitch and the YouTube, if you're watching, but Jeff Darlington posted this on Twitter. Here's a first for yours truly. ESPN's resident Florida man, our toilets haven't been effectively flushing last few days. No idea why, until I just walked into our bathroom to find this. It is a little iguana that is sticking his head out of the toilet bowl. It tried to go back down the toilet pipe, had to grab it by the tail and pull it out.
Good for Jeff, man.
My goodness.
Good for Jeff. Quick, I would imagine, extremely quick reflexes. I don't know if in a moment like that you have a chance to, like, glove up before you go hand into toilet. I'm assuming this is a already flushed freshwater toilet situation, presumably. But for him to get in there and snag that thing, I mean, respect to the quickness.
I didn't even know about iguanas.
Okay, I just thought of this. I didn't know that either.
This is shocking.
But they are good swimmers, now that I think about it. I think I've seen that in, like, Planet Earth shows or something like that. But,
yeah, they're actually reptiles. People forget that.
Well, reptilians.
I was living in this crappy apartment that had just been constructed, right? But it was right next to a YMCA that had open gym every afternoon from, like, 3 to 9. It was the perfect spot to live at when you're, like, 22, 23 years old. And a few weeks into living there, I wake up in the middle of the night and my roommate, my best friend Cameron, in a full-blown panic, okay? And I could hear him running up and down the stairs and screaming like, crap, crap, but, you know, really the S word. And what had happened was the plumbing had been done in a way that the bathroom sink ran into the toilet, okay? So he clogged up the toilet and it starts to overflow.
No.
So he gets a pan out of the kitchen, starts scooping it out of the toilet, but then dumping it in the sink.
No.
And then he turned on the sink water, right? So a bunch of extra water is flowing into the toilet, plus the water he's scooping out of the toilet and putting into the sink.
He's doing the worst possible thing you could do in
and
this situation.
And he didn't know what was going on.
Right, he had no idea.
And it's flooding.
So, like, floaters are coming up, and it was just a nightmare. And I was like, man, let's just cut off the water and, you know, bail this thing out.
Just burn the place down.
Yes.
Let's start anew somewhere else. We'll find another YMCA that we can go get a nice, good basketball run in from time to time.
It was really bad. Those apartment managers thought that we were in, like, an epic fight. You know, there were, like, multiple complaints about us.
Oh, no.
Because we're like, bleep!
You know? Yeah, you're just screaming in the middle of the
night. Literally!
Yeah.
Oh, what a disaster, dude.
Oh my gosh.
I've never had an animal. I've never had to deal.
You worked down the street from where I was living, my apartment in Midtown in at North Texas in Denton.
Yes.
You were working for, you know, a facility that had multiple different units, and there was never like a rodent issue in the toilet. Somebody texted and said in 682, I had the same thing happen, but it was a baby possum.
A possum climbing up through the pipes like that?
Like, what the hell?
You feel bad for that one because, like, the lizard is probably finagling his way through things and he's a little bit curious. I imagine the possum just got caught in the wrong place, wrong time, and now it's getting wedged up into a pipe.
Amazing that it survived.
Like, there's no business for a possum to be up in a toilet pipe like that.
Gosh. That's
you just can't double back, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, that's a terrifying thing. I mentioned the snake as being the bad one. The other one, the cockroaches. Like, you see a cockroach in your tub, those things are, it's hot outside or it's really cold. What they're doing is they're crawling through the pipes
Try
and get away.
Get a little relief.
Yes. I just had a conversation with the in-laws about that. I guess they've had a little bit of a cockroach problem, but they're always in the tub, and it's because they're going up the pipe there.
That's where they.
Yes.
Yeah. The cockroach issue was a nightmare for me in college, for sure.
Now, what's the big issue with the cockroach as compared to other bugs?
Oh, is it a cockroach or is it the Texas water bug we're talking about here? Remember those big old chocolatey Texas water bugs?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, exactly. Those are different than them little skinny, light-skinned roaches.
Yeah,
I think a lot of things.
Those are ones you don't want to have.
Those are huge.
Yeah, those are a problem because if they're there, it's an infestation.
Yeah,
those
that's
water
what I'm
bugs are
about.
Random.
Okay.
And then and those water bugs, my dog loves those water bugs if they're in the tub.
Gosh.
Cleo, she runs in there, turn the thing up.
They're just nasty as hell.
Pops.
They just look disgusting. Yeah. Like, they give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then, you know, one of the girls in the house will scream, oh, there's a bug. And I'm trying to condition them to be tougher. Like, hey, guess what? We're humans, right?
Yeah.
Before, like, just a couple hundred years ago, we all pretty much lived outside.
Yeah.
And there were bugs everywhere, and we're fine. Okay. So we don't need to be freaking out about this.
Well, I mean, that's.
You
got to
pick it up and eat it, Pops.
Yeah.
Protein.
Yeah.
Pick it up and eat it. She's like, okay, well.
You know, I'll kill a wasp with my bare hand. Like, watch this. Whap. You know, just smack it right up against the brick. I'm like, we're fine. Okay. We're humans.
Whap.
We are the apex. All right. We're good.
Hey, yeah. Whap, whap, whap.
The bare handed wasp kill is pretty dang cool.
Boom.
I'm usually looking for the fly swatter in a moment like that.
I don't even have a fly swatter.
You don't even have a fly swatter?
No, I'm just whacking those things too.
Oh, so you just go straight hand.
Yeah, I'm just backhand that. But my wife will do the same thing. She sees a cockroach. She is waiting until I get home, and then I'm going to deal with it.
Yeah.
It will be all day long. She won't go into the bathroom or wherever that cockroach is. It will be, I'll wait until you get home. You can take care of this. And I'm sorry, David from Fort Worth. He's listening while sitting on the throne. It's got him a bit paranoid here.
And for the record, I don't mind being on bug duty as long as a little appreciation is shown. You know what I'm saying, Wolchuk?
Yeah.
Like, don't act entitled to my bug killing.
Yeah.
I'm damn good at this.
Don't expect
I'd appreciate
this.
A thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Right.
Maybe
right.
Some flowers, you know?
Yeah. I mean, my wife just a couple of months ago woke me up out of bed to kill the garden snake or to remove the little garden snake out of my house that resulted in a beheading of that garden snake.
Like, I'll handle a spider. No big deal. But snakes get me, man. That might be my biggest fear, is the snake.
I don't think I'd touch one with my hands, to be honest with you.
They're slimy.
Unless I absolutely had to.
Just a big muscle. They're just gross. I can't stand them.
And most often, they'll turn and nip at you just a little bit.
Yeah, they'll let you know.
I don't know why.
And I never know. Is this one poisonous? Is it venomous? I'm looking for the colors. I mean, what is it? The three certain colors? I don't even know which ones anymore.
It's the diamond-shaped head that you got to look out
for.
Diamond-shaped head.
Okay.
That's the venom sacks are back in those corners. It's time now for the G bag of the day. Into the pimp cup we go. Here's Lucius.
I've never found anything weird in the toilet, but I have left two things in the toilet. And my parents found those things.
Oh.
Yep.
You have them back in the reservoir?
Two provolactives.
Oh, no.
I thought I flushed. Yeah, I wasn't even supposed to be at the house.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't me.
Son, you have any idea how these got in here?
Oh, man. They left them in there and everything so I can go back and see it.
Guess at least you're being responsible.
Then I walk out the bathroom and they're both standing there with hands on hips.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What? I was having a great day until this happened. All right, let's see here. Dak is our winner of G-Bag of the Day. I don't know how many days this is because we had some preemptive G-Bag.
Yeah.
Of the day situations last week. So I don't know. I really don't. But Dak says that the media needs to start holding out if they want to get their paper up.
I've said it over and over. I'm just present where my feet are, and I control what I can control. And the noise is going to happen, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's about the contract, whether it's about my play. I can't stop that. I mean, you guys get paid pretty well to write headlines and to do your job, and respectively so. But I can't allow that to affect how I get paid in my job. You don't get paid well? Y'all need a couple of y'all need to start holding out too then.
Big facts. Big facts.
I'm going to call 3 looking for 4. That sound about right to you?
Yes, that's cool with me, bro. Oh. That's fine with me. Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is also a sponsor of this segment.
Luke.
From grain to glass, y'all. Get your little whiskey in your life. Let's see what we got here. Tyreek Hill. What teams he play for, fellas?
Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
What's his nickname?
The Cheetah.
Call me the Cheetah, cuz.
I know you hate that.
Yeah, that's such a terrible name.
Cheetah.
Is he the fastest man in the NFL, you think?
Supposedly Xavier Worthy is now, but he's definitely in the conversation.
Okay. Well, he's defending the NFL players against Noah Lyles.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Then he want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport, says come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I will beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh,
God. And let him know I mean business.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put on a COVID. I mean, it didn't look good that Noah Lyles was partying in the club.
He was dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah, you're not really
doing the limbo
case.
Dance and everything.
Yeah,
for those that are calling, who does that?
It's like, come on, man.
With the flag draped over him. Right, just getting after it.
Oh, boy. What else we got for you boys here? On a Monday, hey. Shout out to Mr. Mike. Hey, that's the vibes. That's the vibes. Dawson, you're going to like this one.
Come on.
Redneck Brawls.
Okay.
Just some two good old boys fighting it out for some money, maybe $200 at the end of this fight.
Okay.
Hell of a crowd, though. There's this Oklahoma man that went to jail in Texas, and apparently he's undefeated in the Texas prison system when it comes to fighting.
Okay.
But he got knocked out. Some good old boy from Texas put some hands on him.
Go
and
figure.
It's not really even about that. It's about this commentary. You're going to like it.
He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed freak on his leg. I like that. Oh my God.
He's tearing that ass
bro,
up.
He has whipped a bunch of people's ass. It ain't a doubt about it.
Buddy, if he could do this right here for 3 rounds, buddy, he's gonna be tough to beat.
Buddy.
Dude, he came
Oh,
he came in there with sheer confidence.
That other boy is starting to come back.
Oh, he's out!
He's out!
Oh my God!
He's out!
He's f***ing out!
Oh my God!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare! The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God! Hey, sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son.
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go home.
Here's the replay. Here's the shot right here. Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching.
Here
it goes. Boom! It was that right.
That right ended
buckled him.
Ripping all the asses.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they saw Redneck, bro. I love that little podcast.
That was great.
I was watching a few of those videos.
Oh, my God.
Where do I catch these guys at? Now,
Redneck Brawls on Instagram. Redneck Brawls on Instagram.
It's like Colby Sapp and Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, my God, man.
Look here. Let's see what else. Yesterday was the church day. I pray that you got your blessings. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. By the way, if you want somebody to date your daughter, I'm not saying Pastor Freddie Haynes, he's married, but Dr. Pastor in front of the name?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Both. Double
come
up.
On, Dr. Pastor. Yeah, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and Reverend Ike on YouTube. Now, this pastor is so good that you guys are talking about insects and bugs and whatnot, because this pastor right here, he's seen a spider.
Of freedom in things and people and experiences that will never actually satisfy that longing. There is a gigantic spider on the stage right now. And I mean, literally the size of a silver dollar, and I'm just not going to freak out. If he don't move, I won't move. I'm so sorry. I can't ignore this. There's a demonic presence.
There's a demon.
That has entered the auditorium. I'm going to have to take a picture of him.
Probably one of them wolf spiders. Those things can get big.
The little hairy things.
Yeah. The backyard. They'll jump, too.
Okay, these spiders that are jumping now, that's a different deal. I'm out.
But, spiders do fall under the same category
spiders.
To me. I know. I heard that redneck thing, and next thing you know, I'll be fighting
these damn spiders.
I don't get why people are scared. You know,
they're small, we're bigger than them.
If it's a tarantula or a black widow, okay.
Yeah. I'm scared because I don't know what a brown recluse or a black recluse looks like.
Right, I'm not sure.
So all of them are black recluses and brown recluses to me.
Yeah.
I can just stomp on it.
Announce yourself, bro. Who are you?
But even those will only bite if they're cornered. Like if they're in your shoe or you put on a sock and they're in there.
Mm.
You know? So if you can see them and they're moving around, they're yours. You know, you got them.
It's the nighttime spider that gets you.
Yes, the nighttime spider.
I don't know what you guys are so afraid of. It's just a spider.
Yeah, it's just a spider.
It's not a damn snake.
It's not like it's a garter snake.
Those little snakes.
Okay, is it Dak? Media should hold out. Three looking for four. Tyreek Hill defending NFL players against Noah Lyles. Redneck brawls. Or a pastor on spiders.
I could see this going either way.
Man.
I honestly do not know who.
You've outdone yourself today, Lucius.
To vote for? I'll go with the Cheetah.
Call me the Cheetah, huh?
Were these guys from Kentucky? Will Chambers just texted me saying that he knows that accent when he hears it.
That's Kentucky.
I'm going for those guys.
Yeah, me too.
Bully.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's going to be the fight.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, those redneck brawls. Where are we going next, Chief?
Well, between Fan Bowl and USA Basketball, what a weekend it was. Next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.